Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He's our friend known as Johnny Jet, the website, a comprehensive travel site, johnnyjet.com. John, good morning to you. Are you out west today?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles, and very good morning to you.
And you're sleepy because it's early out there.
I've been up for 2 hours.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you've been posting, and this is very cool. You have good deals from Chicago. I saw that posted on your site. Will you be able to update that after we have our little chats here?
I sure can. So, I mean, with Chicago, what I use is Google Flights. Again, I just put in Explore and hit Chicago, whatever dates you want. Or if you're not sure, you can just say, I want to go in July or all 6 months coming up for a week, and it will just show you a map of the world. And what I like to do is I like to make sure it's a, you know, not a low fare carrier. So I either pick the airline or an alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see where all, you can see the fares, and they're great. They're actually not bad right now. I was just looking. So, you still have time.
JohnnyJet.com. You can get links to all of these sites we're talking about. There's a headline in the Wall Street Journal today, Royal Caribbean to resume cruises from Florida and Texas. And as you mentioned when we talked a couple of weeks ago, that's probably one of the safest, healthiest places to be right now, actually, a cruise ship, ironically, but true, right?
Well, you know what? They were saying that you had to be fully vaccinated, and now the governor of Florida is actually suing the cruise line, saying that you cannot do that. And he's threatening to fine them each $5,000 per passenger. So it's actually up in the air now with Florida. Some of the cruise lines have backtracked, caved to the governor. So it's changing by the minute, and there's a lawsuit going on right now. It's actually threatening Alaska cruises. So if Florida wins, there could be some problems in Alaska this year for cruising.
Yeah, as you say, it's changing by the day. Also, something people should be aware about, this business of getting a passport, renewing a passport, they're all backed up, aren't they?
Big time. Big time. You got to get on it. I just actually renewed mine 2 months ago. So, I mean, keep in mind that almost every country, especially in Europe, requires you to have at least 6 months valid on your passport. Even if you're just going for a night to Europe, let's say you're going next week, but your passport expires in October, you know, they might not let you in. So make sure you have it. Always check those dates. I try to do mine a year in advance, or like 11 months in advance. And it usually takes, you know, right now it's taking about 2 months, I think.
Hmm. And what about, you know, I have to check and see if I have to renew my TSA.
Global entry?
Is that good for 5 years?
Yes, those are 5 years. So the trick with that, by the way, I always recommend you can get TSA PreCheck. It's $85 for 5 years, but get Global Entry. It's $100 for 5 years, includes TSA PreCheck, and that's good for when you're traveling internationally. So when you come back to America, you don't have to wait in these long lines. You can just go right through. TSA Pre is for when you're going through security in America, so you can get fast track. But even better, look into Clear. So they have, at certain airports, you just scan your irises, and they escort you to the front of the line, and if you have TSA Pre, to that line, and you just zip through security.
Hmm.
And and also keep in mind that some credit cards, especially the premium ones, will pay for your global entry or your TSA Pre. So make sure you read all your credit card benefits.
And you said Clear, C-L-E-A-R, Clear, that's called?
Sure. Yes,
and,
it is. And they give good deals. Make sure you put in like your Delta freaking flyer or your United, or just sign up for those, because you will save big time money. I think it's $179 a year, but if you put in your Delta number, it's like $119.
And for Global Entry and TSA PreCheck, if you renew, do you have to go to an office, or can you do all that online?
Well, Global Entry, you have to meet with an agent, and mm-hmm. it's not easy to get an appointment. Mm-hmm. And actually, what I do is I get Nexus, because I go to Canada a lot, or I used to before the pandemic, and it's $50, and it includes Global Entry and TSA Pre, but you have to meet with a Canadian and a U.S., so you have to do it in certain airports. But You know, these things take time. You're not going to be able to get it done in a month or two. So keep that in mind.
Johnny's got a really interesting post on his website, 12 Things in Travel You Need to Know Today. And one of them, don't make this rookie mistake when using miles. What's the rookie mistake most people make?
Well, you know, I just wrote that yesterday. So the thing what people do is, you know, they're just looking for coach tickets. Don't just look at coach. Look at business class and first class. And I posted a screenshot of it was actually cheaper to fly first class or business than it is coach. It was 55,000 miles to fly economy. Meanwhile, last-minute fares, business class for 25,000 miles.
Mm. And this headline caught my eye on your site. The most important thing for travelers to do, according to a safety expert. Is this about the COVID?
No, actually, I just interviewed this guy, Kevin Coffey. He's been on Oprah multiple times. You know, he was on ABC's 2020. He's an LAPD detective, created the Crime Stoppers at the airport. And he said the most important things for people to do is for a what-if situation. Make sure you take your passport and in the front page write down all the important stuff, how people can contact you, just in case you misplace your passport. So your cell phone number, your email. And my wife actually lost her passport once when we were touring around Estonia. And fortunately, someone returned it to the police station. But if she had that front page with her phone number on there, we would not have had to scramble and almost, you know, ruin our trip. And actually, the example he used in my podcast was that someone was on the L train in Chicago going to the O'Hare, and she dropped it. And someone called her in the airport, and she was able to go on to her trip.
That's a great tip. By the way, have you posted our podcast? Marianne and I were interviewed by Johnny because he ran out of guests. Is that up and people listening to that?
They are, and I did post it. It's on YouTube. It's also on my, obviously, my podcast, which is johnnyjet.com/podcast.
All right, one more quick thing. I got to tell you this story. Tell me if you ever heard of this. I made reservations on American Airlines because we went to Nashville for the weekend, which, by the way, is a great getaway from Chicago. And so after I got my tickets, they said, do you need to rent a car? And I thought, yeah, I do, and it's getting hard to get a car at a good price. So I held on. They put me through to Avis, and they had some promotional deal. It was a great rate. It was like $95 for the entire weekend, and I asked a couple of times, really, the whole weekend, $95? Yeah, that's it. Then when I get to the counter at Avis, they tell me, oh, no, we can't honor that. It's $235 for the weekend. You believe that?
That is crazy.
I finally called. I got the right person in customer relations at Avis, and they did refund me the money. But did you ever hear of something like that? It was through American connected me to Avis.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. I haven't heard that, but I was going to say, if you have that, always take screenshots or keep your emails, because I would get that money back, and I'm glad you did it. But, you know, don't let these companies try and scam you.
Yeah. JohnnyJet.com for more. It's got everything you need for traveling. Johnny, happy travels.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you again soon.
Take care.